Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Proudly sponsored by Taskers. They've reinvented the way you shop for your home. Go and check out our brand new look Taskers on Long Lane.
Welcome back to Ladies of Liverpool. We've got to be honest here and say, I think it's become really apparent. This city and right across Merseyside, the Northwest, we're saturated with women who are, one, amazing, two, finding their power, building confidence, and most importantly, helping other women around them. And this is what this podcast was built for, to raise everybody up, to make sure we all know what's out there, what's available, and to build a support network for you, me, and everyone who listens. Spread the word, Ladies of Liverpool. You can listen free every single Friday on Spotify. So get involved and tell your mates. This week, I've got Paige with me. I'm just going to grab me coffee because we are going to get down deep into some certain topics that years ago nobody ever spoke about. They might have been quite taboo, but not today and certainly not with us lot. This is our safe space. Paige, tell everybody what your clinic is all about.
So my clinic is about pelvic floor, everything pelvic floor, and making women and men feel confident in the bodies. So I'm a pelvic floor health specialist. So I get ladies coming in who suffer with bladder leaks, prolapse, and I help them rebuild their strength. So from their vaginal areas right up to their pelvic floor, onto their core, making them strong inside out, basically.
I think, like, years ago, like I say, people didn't really talk about it. Now I'm really comfortable saying out loud, I say it all the time, I need a wee, I've had two babies, don't judge. It's just like, I can't hold me wee the way I used to. I go on the school run. Now I go from Crosby to West Derby for our kids and back again. And I'm like, oh, I have to empty my bladder before I go, because I know within an hour, I'm going
to
be like,
I'm
going to need to, especially if I pick up like a little coffee on the way. Where years ago, I can't remember ever having a wee during the day. Probably had one when I woke up in the morning and one before I went to bed. So I think we are starting to talk about this a bit more, and we see the lighthearted side of it, but it's not all lighthearted. For me, I'm at an age now where I was saying to Paige earlier on, I'll be sat on the couch with my Jay and I'll sneeze and I'll go, oh, I think a little bit came out, and we'll laugh about it. It's like it's a joke, and it's not to the case where I go, oh, I've actually weed, but I'll feel a little feeling.
Yeah.
Or jumping on a trampoline, you might go, oh, I think I might have felt a little something there or whatever. But what is the dark side of this? How badly is this affecting women where they need to speak up and reach for help?
Really bad, because it's affecting day-to-day life, for one. It's affecting them to be able to go to the gym and perform a workout without having to stop, go for the wee.
Yeah.
Or they're wearing big pads, and you can see
just
them
in case they leave.
Punch yourself if you've got a pad on with leggings.
Yeah, yeah.
It's affecting intimacy. So I also help ladies in, well, it can be all ages after birth, but a lot is in menopause. Your pH balance goes off, so it causes vaginal dryness and stuff like that. So I do a treatment called the 360 Magic Wand for that. And that just helps balance all the pH, goes down to the muscular layer, reproduces collagen and gets them muscles back strong again, makes you tighter.
So this wand, full disclosure, if you don't like intimate details, turn it off. So I had what I thought was kidney stones, right? And they were like, okay, come back whenever, in a couple of months, and we'll discuss the treatment, whatever. Because waiting lists, as we know, have never been longer.
Shocking.
It's shocking, absolutely shocking. So by the time I went back, they did another investigation. And they were like, okay, your kidney stones have gone, on a phone call a couple of weeks later when I got the call. I went, oh, brilliant. And as I'm about to put the phone down, they go, yeah, but we found something on your ovary. You need to come back in. Then you wait and you worry yourself to death. And I go,
you're like, I'm going to die next week.
Yeah. Oh, what are my kids going to do without me? Your head goes from 0 to 100. Yeah. So they did like a wand thing, which is like a camera. And they investigated and they were like, yeah, you've got all kinds of cysts on this side.
So that's an ultrasound camera.
So that's not what you talk about when you talk about the wand.
No.
So any of us ladies who've had that wand, you might be thinking, it's like the end of a lamp. Like, let's have a little look around here.
It's not that. High intensity focused ultrasound. So you can get it on your face and body, but I specialise in the vaginal area.
But it's like an eternal exam almost.
But it goes in and then it rotates itself, and it is painless as well. Maybe a little bit of heat, what makes you go,
okay.
But it doesn't get.
Well, you single ladies, you might be booking yourselves in. They, oh, a little bit of heat, that sounds pleasant.
Yeah.
So it's just a wand that then tightens and strengthens.
Yeah, so you need a course of 3 with it.
Yeah.
Basically breaks down all the fibres and then you regenerate new fibres. You reproduce more collagen.
Yeah.
And then after 4 weeks, we go again. After 4 weeks, we go again. And by then, you will be brand new.
So what would you say the symptoms would be for a prime candidate for this?
So it does help a little bit with leaks as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I use the chair more for that. We'll talk about that
a
bit. But mainly, if you're feeling not as tight as you used to.
Yeah.
Bit heavy. So there could be a sign of a prolapse. You might not have a prolapse, but if you're feeling heavy, it's usually the start of one.
Okay.
Helps with period cramps. Not specifically, but clients have reported it helps. Yeah. And it stops them from bleeding as heavy as usually.
So if you're struggling with heavy periods, slight leakage, early signs of a heaviness.
Tightness. Oh, and it balances your pH. So if you suffer with thrush and BV, it helps amazing with that.
So perimenopause, once your hormones start changing, that's when you can start getting the likes of thrush, can't you? And a change in, like, I don't know, your discharge or your smell or anything like that. So any of those signs...
Yeah.
This would be ideal for that.
And to be honest, I recommend these treatments to any woman.
Really?
Because as you get to 30, each year, your collagen produces less. We produce less collagen, drops by 1% each year. So if you get on top of it before menopause, you're ahead of the game. And you're going to avoid them leaks.
This is like getting Botox in your 20s, isn't it? This is like...
And you know what? In Liverpool, every woman wants what's new. So... I'll be like, I'll have that.
So it's an internal facial, almost boosting collagen.
It is,
Regeneration of the
it's like a
cells.
Vaginal restore, pelvic floor restore.
Wow. So you came to my attention, not because of this, because of something you posted that went viral. And it was because before Christmas, people were getting in touch with you for some different reasons. It wasn't just ladies with these symptoms we're talking about. They were reaching out for help for something else. Talk to us about that, please.
So it was mothers contacting me, really concerned about their children who have been addicted to ketamine.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a shock at first. I didn't expect to get this type of call.
Yeah.
Calls kept coming through. And then I thought, I'm going to have to make a video on this to raise awareness because no one's talking about it.
Yeah.
And when I did, the messages just coming through constantly. And it was, I'm suffering with that. But I didn't think it was a thing. I didn't think other people were.
Was it young people that were getting in touch with you? Yeah. So you've gone onto a platform like TikTok and Instagram. And young men and women were getting in touch with you privately to say, I relate to this.
Yeah.
And they were taking KET. They're addicted. And they're seeing the effect. Tell us what KET is doing to the kids. Because from my knowledge, Paige, this is probably the cheapest drug around now.
Yeah.
It's causing havoc within children's hospitals.
Yeah.
You know, late teens was a thing for a while. Now it seems it's more apparent. It's your 12, your 13-year-olds who are buying this really cheap drug, like you would sweets. It's massively addictive. So they're taking it every single day to the point where their bodies are struggling to function.
One of the girls a month found 40 bags in her bedroom. 40 bags. Imagine that being your child.
That's how much she needs it. She's using it that often that she needs to store 40 bags in her bedroom. What does it do to the body's pace?
So it's from my knowledge of what, from my experience, what I'm being told, it's stripping the insides out. It's making them in excruciating pain. When they're urinating, when they're having a wee, the bladder lining is coming out like jelly in their wee. They're in so much pain, it's affecting how they can't, some of them can't even walk. They're wearing nappies.
So I was going to say to you, so they're going to, I was thinking, so that they're having leakages or they're just not getting the urge to wee. So how are they going to go to school? I've got a 12-year-old, I've got a 15-year-old. I'm thinking, how does that affect them playing sports or going to school? But this is even bigger than that. This is like, they can't get out of bed.
They can't get out of bed. So the latest one was that this young girl, early 20s, she couldn't hold 15 mil. Now, I was shocked at 30 mil, but this young girl, 15 mil, she could not hold.
So I feel like it's filling up a tiny percent. Bit.
And it feels like nothing's coming out.
And this jelly that's coming away, the whole lining?
The lining of the bladder. So basically, I'm not, while they're at this point, I'm using my common sense. I don't want to touch them with treatment.
Yeah.
I want them to be getting off the ketamine.
Yeah.
Let the bladder repair itself. I mean, sometimes you get into a point where they're looking at bladder removal. But once
and what would that mean then, putting a bag in?
Yeah.
For these poor babies.
Then once they have, you know, got to that point where they're feeling that little bit better, that's when I'm getting them in and helping them strengthen the pelvic floor and core back up. Because not just for the bladder, for the whole posture as well.
I think for a lot of people now, I know I can see the messages coming through before we even release this. I'm thinking this is going to get every mother, father, you know, we have men, women, carers, you know, family members like nanas all listening to this thinking, we need to address this with our kids.
Yeah, because I think.
Come on.
What's going on is they're thinking it's a party drug and they're just having it once. Mm-hmm. And I think, that's it. We're just having a good time, you know.
Parties now.
Young, do you know what I mean?
They're becoming such a thing. Paige, with mine, I'm noticing kids are having house parties at the drop of a hat. Mum's going to go to this party. Mum, we're having Halloween. Someone's having a Halloween party. And it's all about house parties at the minute. Yeah. And it's not in my house. So I'm like,
can't monitor them.
I don't want you going anywhere because I'm hearing these things where this is as cheap as going out and buying.
Wrap them up in cotton.
Yeah, a couple of packets of crisps and a bar of chocolate and a can of Fanta. That money now could be spent on something that's going to ruin their lives forever.
Exactly. Exactly. You're going to go from having it on one night in a party to then using every single day and you're going to end up wearing nappies.
That is the hard truth of it. I've heard about this just being a thing in schools. Kids are taking it into school. Because, you know, we're not searching kids because you can't for whatever reason.
Yeah,
we're not searching kids and they're going in. Do you want a bit of this? Do you want a bit of that?
You don't underestimate them, don't you? Mm-hmm. You don't think, and then you're looking and before you know it, it's a big epidemic.
Yeah, this is a conversation to have with your kids immediately after this podcast.
Well, I've had it with mine, honestly.
How do you approach it with yours?
Well, obviously my son, he's nearly 14. He hears me talking about it all anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to scare him to death.
Yeah.
But it is scary. It's not like I'm, it's not like I'm lying. It's the truth.
Yeah. Oh, it's terrifying. It really is. So for you to treat that where you've opened a business to help women and empower women and make them feel more confident and men, as we keep, I keep forgetting to say, I'm sorry, lads. But for anybody struggling with any of these issues, to build the confidence and get them back on the right track and show them we can attack it before surgery is needed or anything major needs to come into play. But for your world to then open up into this whole new territory. Yes.
It was like, but I did, I'm a true believer. Things happen for a reason. So when this started coming to light, I was like, I can help people here. Even if it's not directly helping them with treatment, which, by the way, I've tried to do as much as I can, and I still am offering treatments.
For over 18s, your treatments are afford, aren't
and,
they?
You know, those who can't afford it, I'm helping as much as I can.
Yeah.
But I think my role in this is more speaking about it and raising the awareness.
Yeah.
I did with the bladder leaks with women, you know, that was a very taboo subject. Mm. And I honestly believe in Liverpool, I've made it something to, you know, just openly talk about.
Yeah, be comfortable with.
Be comfortable with now. You used to, my ladies would be a bit embarrassed coming into the clinic. Now, the waiting room's just like a mother's meeting, talking about
it. Everyone's talking about it.
Vaginal tightness, you know, vaginal lax.
It's empowering at the moment. Yeah. Perimenopause, menopause. It's like, we talk about that, like it's...
Well, I know, I get comments every now and again saying, how do you know about menopause? You're clearly not going through it yourself. But I'm going to be.
Of course.
So I want to learn the ins and outs of it because I suffer with hormonal imbalance. I'm terrible that week before my period.
Mm.
I'm a nightmare.
Yeah.
But I think I imagine what I'm going to be like in menopause. So I want to.
And we shouldn't judge, actually, because a friend of mine, a very close friend of mine, she was convinced she was going through the menopause as her mum did in her early 30s.
Exactly.
You can't label any
judge.
Of this.
You can't.
It can come for all of us at any time.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily what you Google, and that's not always where you're going to find your answers. Speak to experts like Paige when it comes to it. Yeah. There is so much information, especially on social media platforms, that sometimes are created for the likes, for the clicks, for the shock. You know, something dead scary that makes you go, oh, that's going to happen to me. Yeah. And in reality, if you speak to an expert, it's like, hang on a minute.
Backtrack it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, when it comes to perimenopause, how is that affecting our bladder or menopause itself?
So, you know, I said before, after 30, you produce less collagen,
1%
each year. When you get to perimenopause, drops again.
Oh, does it? Yeah.
Yeah. So then that's where you're losing your elasticity and everything like that, which then, so say for instance, we get Botox because getting wrinkly.
Mm-hmm.
Our pelvic floor is a muscle that we don't use.
Yeah.
So that's the first one to go. And that's why so many women suffer with leaks. You know what? Last time I checked, I'm sure it's like over 60% of women will suffer with the pelvic floor at some point. And that is only the women who have spoke about it. Don't forget, it's been a really taboo subject.
Yeah.
So a lot of women do suffer.
Yes, we might not actually know the numbers as yet.
No, that's what I mean. We don't. Even I had leaks at one point, never suffered with them ever.
Yeah.
Heavy weights, lifting heavy weights.
Yeah.
That's another one.
Yeah.
But then obviously I've had my own treatment, the chair, and 4 sessions did actually stop that.
I went to a Barry's class, right? And I'm running and they go, run for like 3 minutes at this certain speed. And I'm like, yeah, I think I'm really keeping up. And I went, need to wait. I had to jump off, run the toilet. I went, what was that? Went back, second half of the class, we did the whole thing again. Did the same thing again, the same. I was like,
running.
What is going on? Thankfully, I don't run a lot. That was the one and only baddies class I ever did. But that was my trigger. I thought, that's something new. I didn't know that was a thing.
Well, I have ladies who run, who love to run. Running has been their life.
Yeah.
They've had to stop. And then, you know yourself, if you don't go for the gym for a week, you fall out of it then.
Yeah, and it affects your mental health, doesn't it? If these women are so used to that being part of their routine.
Yeah.
It's like if someone goes into hospital a couple of days they're not exercising, their mental health just
drops.
Completely unravels.
That's where I am changing women's lives because I have a couple of options for them. And, you know, we go through all the concerns, weigh up everything, and then I'll put them on a plan, like a package.
Yeah.
Honestly, by the end of it, they're feeling amazing.
But talking about it is one thing. This is amazing. Yeah. What you're doing is fantastic, and how open you are and how public you are is brilliant for women to be able to latch onto that and go, all right, maybe I can't talk to my husband about it. Maybe I haven't got a tight circle of friends, you know, females who I want to talk to.
Exactly.
Men particularly.
Yeah.
How comfortable are they going to be feeling, you know, sat at 5-a-side or in the pub talking about this? Maybe not. So here's a lifeline for you, and you can contact her at any point. We'll give all the details out at the end and on all my socials. She'll be tagged, so it's nice and easy. You can find her just at the push of a button. But if we're sitting here now and we wanted to do something while they're listening to this, our exercise is still a thing. You know where you sit and you do it?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Is that still a powerful tool?
So my ladies, once they've finished their course of treatment, I'll make it clear now that you're not off the hook. Mm-hmm. You need to be doing your pelvic floor exercises. I'd say 10 minutes of the morning, set your alarm 10 minutes early.
Yeah.
Go to bed 10 minutes earlier, get them exercises in and be mindful of where their muscles are throughout the day and be contracting them to keep them active. If you lose it, use it. If you don't use it, you lose it.
Right.
The thing with your pelvic.
Do it with me now. Tell me what I need to do. I'm sitting up straight, Paige.
So
you've got
you
full attention.
Breathe in and you want to lift your pelvic floor. So it goes from your pubic bone to your tailbone and you want to lift.
So we're tightening that.
Tightening. And you want to feel it right within. So it's like a hammock. It goes from your pubic bone to your tailbone. This is an important hammock which holds your bladder, your bowel and your uterus. You want to be lifting that right up. So you imagine you're tightening it.
The camera's on my face and I'm going, I forgot the camera's on me. I'm going. So is it like someone said to me, imagine, and this is hard for the lads, sorry lads, but you've got a tampon in. And you're squeezing that tampon and you're trying to pull it
exactly
up.
Exactly that.
Is that the right thing?
The right thing.
That's what I'm doing now. I don't know who told me that.
It's not quite just squeezing your mini.
Mm-hmm.
It's deeper within.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's almost like here. Yeah. Like it's.
Yeah, but right to the back.
Where our C-section scars, girls. Yeah. Oh, that's if you've got one.
If you've got an prolapse, it can be your back passage as well and your bowel. So you want to be strengthening the whole of your pelvic floor.
So what about men? So if I'm thinking of squeezing a tampon and using any knowledge I've got like that, what would a man do? How would a man do this exercise?
So a man would do the same thing.
Dan, are you doing it now? Dan's sat behind the screen. He's our editor. So Dan, can you do that without, because you tend to just squeeze your bum cheeks then, don't you?
But they've still got a pelvic floor.
So it's like you're stopping your wee. So imagine you're stopping your wee, Dan. Is that what you're doing now? Good lads. This is what we like, everyone involved. Okay.
But yeah, it's so important. Can't stress enough. From, say, teenager, you want to be doing your pelvic floor exercises. Make it a part of your lifestyle. Like as though you go to the gym, but you want to be doing it because you're going to have, you might have kids.
Yeah.
Imagine when you're pregnant, your whole body stretch.
Yeah.
Your pelvic floor stretch and then boom.
Yeah.
Goes back.
Yeah.
It's not quite going to go back to normal.
It'd be lovely if it did, Paige, wouldn't it? It'd be lovely if it did.
It's your inside. Mm. So, also like when you get that lower tummy bloat and people think it's fat, a lot of the time it's not. Your pelvic floor's weak and that means your organs are pushing out and giving you that illusion of having a fat.
She's a fountain of knowledge, this one. I keep forgetting we're doing a pod. I'm like that really leaning in. Go on.
Where your lower tummy is out. It's like a bulge and you think that's lower tummy fat. I mean, it can be.
Yeah.
But a lot of it is when your pelvic floor's weak and the organs are pushing forward.
So people are doing sit-ups trying to sort it and it's internal exercises you need to be doing.
Yeah.
So 10 minutes, I didn't know that. You've taught me something new. I thought you just
That's my guideline. Mm. I would say, I tell all my ladies, and then you've set yourself up for the day you've started, and then you'll be more mindful of using that muscle throughout the day. Whenever you think of it, simple as just do a little pelvic floor exercise.
Sat in the car, you're in the school run, you're listening to this podcast now, and you're sat there waiting for kids. You've got 10 minutes till they come out. Do it now. Every time you stop at the lights, do a couple.
Yeah.
In your car.
Exactly.
You're blow drying your hair. Do a few.
Yeah.
Whenever you sat still, get them done. Yeah. That's definitely the advice I'm taking from this.
Treatment on the chair and stuff. I say, now while you're having this treatment, it's half an hour, say get that mind to muscle connection.
Yeah.
Feel where their muscles are. Because then when you leave, you're more aware of where the muscle is.
Yeah.
When you sneeze, you're not just crossing your legs.
Yeah.
You're actually using the muscle.
So your chair, you mentioned your chair. Talk us through your chair and the results that you found with your chair.
So the chair, it's electromagnetic stimulation, fully non-invasive, sit on it fully clothed. It's really intense, but there's no pain associated with it. Gives you the equivalent to 12,000 Kegel exercises in 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I've had amazing results from it. So it takes 6 sessions.
Yeah.
For someone, I'd say, who's just had a baby or someone who leaks a tiny little bit, moderate leaks. 8 sessions for someone with a prolapse or someone with, leaks a little bit more severe. 10 sessions for someone with a stage 2 prolapse who are leaking constantly.
And you've had some really good feedback, haven't you, from your clients?
Yeah.
And have you used it yourself?
Yeah, of course.
So do you test everything out on yourself?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I have tried the magic chair. So yeah. I was suffering with leaks from lifting heavy weights. So okay. 4 sessions was all I needed and it got me back.
And you felt a difference?
Felt different. I wasn't leaking anymore. Now I just go on it when I can, you know, just to keep on top of it. But yeah. I'm doing my pelvic floors even now constantly because I'm constantly telling ladies to do them. So yeah. As I'm telling them, I'm just getting a quick one.
Do it yourself?
Yeah.
Right. I've loved every moment of this. Yeah. Tell everybody how they find you. Even if it's a parent looking for advice for the child, that the Ketamine chat is going to live with me for days. Now, I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night, I think, thinking about that. It's horrific. But also men, women who've just got questions to ask you, or they just want to know where you are, how they get to you, prices, whatever it may be. Yeah. What's the best place to find you?
My best platform is Instagram.
Yeah.
That's where you catch me waffling on about how you should be doing your pelvic floors. But then the link's in the bio where you can book via the Booksy. But I always say, always use the link to book, but always message me if you have any concern or you're unsure.
Yeah.
And also if it was the appearance of your tummy, body parts, just send me a picture if you feel comfortable doing that. I can analyse it and I can tell you what treatments I think may be best for you. And
then
you can just...
Really interesting, yeah. Really interesting. And now, every time you listen to a Ladies of Liverpool podcast, I want you to think of Paige, do your exercises for the first 10 minutes of the pod, and then your work is done every single week. But if we can try and do it every day...
Every day.
It's even better. Thank you, Paige. You've been a joy. Very interested. And I'm going to follow you, Paige.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store.
Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.
Huge thanks to our sponsors, Taskers. Check out all the furniture and their brand new look in store or head to taskersonline.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You've finally broken loose from work. 3 friends, 1 tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.